The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2020 features the Doobie Brothers, who are also celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. They were supposed to be in Denver for a 50th anniversary concert. It has been postponed until next year. Pat Simmons from the Doobie Brothers is on the phone right now. Pat, hello.
Hey, Dave.
Soon to be member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah.
We'll talk about that in just a minute, but let's talk about first some of the things that you guys have been doing in quarantine because you've been very busy. You got a new box set out called Quadio, which is a quadraphonic mix of four of your albums. Quadraphonic now, this is more like surround sound, right?
Yeah, you know, basically took that concept of quad mixes, and I think with surround sound you have a lot greater capability and depth and technological advantage to mixing the songs and creating something brand new. In the old days, you know, quadraphonic mixes were much more complicated in terms of tape machines and placement and how they'd put them together in the studio. You get quite a bit more freedom, I think, with modern technology. Pretty interesting way to listen to music. I mean, we're not the only folks who have done this, but it's definitely a different perspective on listening because most music, because of the way it's mixed, a lot of stuff kind of gets masked because of the frequency levels within, you know, certain limitations within a stereo mix. When you have a quadraphonic mix, you can separate parts and volume and EQ and so on. It's a different way of listening, for sure. You hear things that you had forgotten were even there.
You're going to sound like you have doobies all around you with the quadraphonic mix. You guys have always had very layered material, vocals and the music, too, so I'm sure this really makes it all pop. It is a mix of four of your albums, Toulouse Street, The Captain and Me, Stampede, and What Once Were Vices Are Now Habits, which features probably my favorite Doobie Brothers song, one of your compositions, Black Water. And I need to know how somebody from San Jose, California, was able to write such a convincing Mississippi Delta song.
Well, first, let me say thanks for that. Well, you know, I think most guitarists, or at least in my era, blues and country blues was a huge factor in, you know, our musical education. I think, you know, rock and roll in general kind of stems from, I mean, that's why they call it R&B, right? But from a blues, and in a sense, a country kind of a background, of course, early on it was acoustic and then became electric. But I always listened to, you know, a lot of acoustic music and a lot of country blues, if you will, kind of stuff. You know, Reverend Gary Davis, Doc Watson, Son House, too many people to mention. But so that song kind of came about with, you know, just having that riff, you know, that opens the song. And I really put the song together when we were touring in the South. You know, the first time we ever went down to New Orleans, I had, you know, dreamed of that moment. And when we got down there, it was everything I had hoped it would be. It's a great city, great vibe, great food, great music, great history, great architecture, you know, everything about it. It just came alive for me, and that really inspired the song itself.
Talking to Pat Simmons from the Doobie Brothers, you'll be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on Saturday, November 7th, which we can watch it on HBO at 6 o'clock our time. Now, is this going to be, have they told you how it's going to run? Is it going to be completely virtual, or will there be some in-person component to it? Do you know yet?
Everything is pretty much virtual. You know, we did some thank you acceptance speeches where we had to tape them and add them in on top of, you know, whatever the other presentations that they were having. But, none of it is live in person.
Now, is that all disappointing for you? You've been in the music business 50 years. You finally get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and you have to accept from your basement? Or is the honor just overshadowing all of that?
Well, the honor certainly overshadows it all. But, it was, you know, a little bit disappointing because, they are known for this great productions and live playing and enthusiastic audiences, and we pretty much miss out on that. But, you know, we're part of history, and another history that people probably will never forget this moment, at least not in our lifetime.
It will be one of the most unique induction ceremonies ever, you're right.
Yeah, so I mean, in that regard, it'll be remembered in a different way. And, you know, people need something to entertain them while we're in this lockdown situation. So this will be something I think people will enjoy in its own way. Unfortunately, we won't have that live music thing that people were hoping for, but they'll just have to come see us live next year.
Yeah, and you guys will be here next year. The Doobie Brothers 50th Anniversary Tour, which was supposed to be here last August at the Pepsi Center, is now on Monday, September the 27th, which I'm happy about. That date that you were supposed to be here was a very crowded night here in Denver. We had the Black Crows at Red Rocks. You had Motley Crue at Coors Field, which I already had tickets for, and then you guys at the Pepsi Center. So now it's cleared out. It's just you that night on September 27th, so we can all come see you. Pat Simmons of the Doobie Brothers, they're being inducted again into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. They've got a new box set out now called Quadio. Got to ask you one last question, because you guys made a little bit of news a couple of weeks ago with a goofy kind of controversy with Bill Murray, who used Listen to the Music, one of your songs, without permission to advertise his line of golf clothes. And then the lawyers got involved and wrote kind of silly letters back and forth to each other. I understand the settlement was that he was going to send all of you golf shirts. Have you received your Bill Murray golf shirt yet?
Not yet.
What?
There's an additional lawsuit coming over that shirt. I don't know.
Well, this might go all the way to the Supreme Court now. This is still an open case.
Oh, geez.
I think a senator needs to talk to Amy Coney Barrett about this issue during the hearings here. Will the Doobie Brothers get their Bill Murray shirts?
We need special drop-off boxes for those shirts.
Well, don't put it in one of the fake ones there in California, all right? Pat Simmons of the Doobie Brothers, congratulations again. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees this year, and the new box set called Quadio is out now. Thanks so much for your time. Great to talk to you.
Likewise, Dave. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.